Hello and welcome to my podcast of the ages, all about relationships, law of attraction, and addictions within your life. Hosted by Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. Also brought to you by Big Bang Sound. Come back with the show right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to my podcast today. Today's topic is how to make your relationship better than yesterday. So what do I mean by that? Make your relationship better than yesterday. Because we're always improving ourselves. No matter how we think about it, we're always improving. And if we're not improving, then that's what we should strive for. Strive for improvement in our own lives. To make your relationships better is make yourself better. By healing your inner pains in yourself, in your life, to fix your relationships, to work on and making the other person happy, does that work? No, it does not work because you're always trying to be better than you were yesterday for that other person. So if you better yourself for yourself towards the future, you can create much more happiness within yourself. So this is where making your relationship much better than it was yesterday. It means creating that higher vibration of energy within yourself. You know, by loving yourself, by taking action on what you want in life. Because if you just sit there and think, you know what, I'm going to make that person happy, I'm going to buy them presents. It was just Christmas time, just recently. And of course, we're in the new year now. And you know, if you're buying presents, for so many presents for your wife or girlfriend or for your kids to make them happy, well, how about yourself? What are you doing for yourself in your life? You know, if you're looking after your health and you're looking after your finances and you're having fun and enjoying life, then fantastic. That's what life's all about, is having an enjoyable life. And a successful life, no matter what it is. But if you're always doing for something for somebody else, that means you're always going to be doing it for somebody else and never for yourself. So that's what I mean by taking care of yourself. Because we're always trying to please that other person to make ourselves happy. Oh, if I make them happy, like the old saying says, happy wife, happy life. Or how about happy self to make a happy wife? Because if you're happy within yourself, it's much easier to be happy in life. And they can feel that higher vibration of energy of happiness that you're enjoying in life. And if they're not happy, that's their choice. That's their choice. And if that higher vibration matches, and you're constantly talking about it and asking questions, for example, how do you feel today? And if they say, well, I don't feel so good. Why do you don't feel so good? What was going on today? Tell me more. That's the John Gray formula for relationship success. Tell me more. Then they sit down and have a conversation about it. Or is there something going on with the kids? Or finances? Or whatever it may be in life. With the partner. Because I've often thought, you know, I've asked these questions for many people. Do you have separate bank accounts from your wife and from yourself? And often they'll say, yeah, I have a separate bank account. That's your choice. But how about having a one bank account for the both of you together? And some people say, well, we do have a bank account, but it's, you know, only used for this. Well, how about having one bank account used for everything? You don't need to have multiple bank accounts. And if you do have a bank account for yourself and then a bank account for your wife, that means you're hiding something. And I'm going to tell you that the honest truth, because that's what I was doing. You know, deposit my check in the bank, and this was in the past, deposit my check in the bank and then pull out cash to pay for the bills or write a check for the bills or whatever it may be. because I didn't want that person to know how much money I had in my bank or how much I was spending on my addictions and on my cigarettes. And well, that's an addiction in my own life. And so when I started to actually say to myself, is this serving me? Is this making me happy? Always having to hide or lie or protect myself because I don't want to be honest about telling, you know what, I want that new pair of pants or new shirt or new watch or whatever it may be. You know, so this is those things that we can take care of by having communication within our own lives, within our family life. So this is key to that relationship success. Be better than you were today for tomorrow. So you're always improving yourself. Better than you were yesterday. So very important is to take care of yourself to stop the insanity by having two bank accounts. Does it really serve you? Does it help you in that sort of abundant way towards your growth and towards your future? Put everything all, you know, when people say, oh, I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. That's absolute ridiculous, ridiculous, ridiculous. You know, if you have investments and you need a separate investment account, well, then have a joint investment account. Yes, you may need it for, you know, a second account, but have it together, an investment joint account. What's wrong with that? Or a business account with your partner. A personal bank account together with your partner. Share, this is another point here, is share the same credit card with your spouse and your child or your children or your teenager. We have one credit card that serves our family. One bill, pay it within that 30 days, and very important to pay it within 30 days. Before that 30 days up, you never have to pay interest. Always paid up to date. So very important in life is to have that communication. Have that one bank account and always improve your own personal life. Never blame anybody, means your family, your spouse, your children, for growing their own speed or own growth in their own life. So I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Big Bang Sound and Thank You Life 101, hosted by Stefan Oscar Neff. Be right back, right after this. Hello and welcome back, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful you're coming back for the recap. Number one is create your own personal happiness. Make yourself happy first. That's number one. Making yourself happy within your core of your being of yourself. Number two, have a combined bank account. The joint account between the two of you. No second, no third. Number three is have the exactly same credit card for the family. So very important. Number four is have that communication between you and your spouse at all times. Ask that question. Tell me more. How are you feeling? If you feel something from your spouse or your children, ask them questions. So very important for that continuation of growth within your life. So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to this podcast today. Everybody, remember, create the life that you've always wanted, desired, and dreamed of. Everybody, have a great day. Bye-bye for now. and we're out.